right, all right. Can you guys hear me now?
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Finally, we're here.
Yes, finally. Here. Yes, it took long enough. Sorry.
Yes, thank God you've been listening to all this Comics Gate stuff. Thank God you got the Comics Gate expert on me, Sven Stoffel.
That's right. That's exactly right. And Ethan Van Sciver.
I know everything about Comics Gate.
What is Comics?
You answer for
what
all
is Comics Gate?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, it all started with like this Jewish community in New York City who are great storytellers. They started this company called DC. D and C stands for Dick Cutters. Which is a reference to the Moyle tradition where they slice off children's penises and suck their cocks. That's what I heard. And of course, out of that tradition came a great character called Batman. And Batman had a cave, which was allegorical.
He was originally called Batman and Shevitz. But they
Batman and Shevitz. And Bruce Wayne, not many people know this, was called Bruce Weinovich. Mm-hmm. Weinstein. And yes, Batman's cave was actually allegorical for the tunnels underneath Gotham City. And then you had, of course, the Boy Wonder, another allegory. And I'll let you guys guess what that was an allegory for. But thank you guys. Thanks for having us, Ethan. The other Ethan, Ethan Ralph.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it fully set up on screen now.
It's not a great start, I think.
Are we even on right now? Are we live?
I don't know.
Yeah,
oh, good. Thank God that performance.
Oh, we're actually live. Oh my God, I didn't know.
That actually was live. Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought. Oh my Lord, I would have never said any of that had I known we were live.
You're in trouble now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you
shut it down.
You definitely said that live on air. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I'm trying to. Man, my fucking. I don't even know what's going on with OBS right now. It won't even let me click okay.
I thought we were in like some kind of waiting room or something. I was just getting to know EVS.
I updated. What did you learn about him?
He's one of the greater. If there would be a pyramid of indie comics guys, EVS is like at the top there, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I would describe him.
Well, thank you.
By the way, Ethan Van Sciver, that's Dutch. That's Dutch heritage,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That comes from
too. Nice. It's nice.
Dutch Bros. What are you proud of your Dutch heritage?
Yeah, why wouldn't you be? My name is Sven Stoffels, by the way. You know,
I was talking Rembrandt to you. I was asking you.
Yeah, I'm trying to educate you Americans about it a little bit. You know Rembrandt Van Rijn?
I live in Mexico.
Rembrandt? I know you live in Mexico, but EVS, you know Rembrandt?
Yeah, I do. I know Rembrandt. All of
those is my name. Maestros. What the fuck?
Yeah.
My name is Sven Stoffels, Rembrandt Van Rijn's muse, Hendrik Stoffels. So, pleasure to be
I don't fucking believe a word you say. So far, I don't think you said one true thing since you started talking.
Google it.
Not one true thing, and you're here on the Ralph Retort. You're here on the Kill Stream. You haven't said one true thing to his audience that is depending on you for reality.
First of all, I've said two things. Rembrandt Van Rijn's muse is called Hendrik Stoffels.
No, you said DC Comics were digging tunnels with the Jews under Manhattan, and they're not as far as I know.
I said that comic books were started by the Jews in New York because they're such great storytellers.
Yeah, and so.
And I said that Batman was a pedophile. Yes, that's true, too.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I just said.
I guess it's up for interpretation.
It might be true soon.
I'm saying I don't want to put my name to that, but the Jews did start the media industry in New York and California. I mean, that's like a known fact.
Oh, they love spinning a yarn. They love spinning a good tale about men in caves with boys. Boy wonders.
EVS, just what the fuck is going on with
this guy saying all kinds of bullshit on your show? Oh, Yellow Flash.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know, man. Do you know Yellow Flash? Have you interacted with Yellow Flash before?
Yeah. He's a bitch.
You have? A bitch. Well,
I think he proved that today.
Bitch? I don't know. Your mileage may vary. I don't know, man. All of a sudden, he just kind of blocked me on Twitter. He tore down the Comics Gate community. He said he kicked me out of his Yellow Flash waiting room.
No way.
Yeah, where I could go on his show and be on Flashcast and talk about how Disney is woke. Can't do that anymore.
Disney is woke? Isn't that the ESGs from top down social engineering?
Yeah, like that's the kind of thing. See, you're going to make me cry. I'm starting to miss Flashcast now just because of that. Well, I was able to talk about ESG and Disney being woke there. And
we can talk about it now. Let's talk about ESG scores and BlackRock and Finkelstein.
I mean, is that what you want?
Isn't that what this is all about?
Finkelstein? I mean, not really. I mean, it was about art, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Sure. Let's talk about art.
You drew a comic book. Like, what the fuck? That's why I brought you on. Like, what the...
Let's talk about Tonkasaw. Where's he? Yeah, where did Tonkasaw go, Ethan?
Shit. Isn't that the guy that faked an English accent?
No.
Tonka was ahead of his time. Tonka was ahead of his time, but he's dead now, so no reason to even think about it.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, Tonka. Miss that guy. Really? All right. Yeah, so Yeah, sure.
I'd like to have an old character come back. You miss old pussy? Is that what you just said?
No, I miss the old kill stream. I mean, that would be cool to get Tonkas all back in Andy Worski. Old pussy?
Yeah. Like, pussy used to get back in the day. This is kind of a Howard Stern type question, but do you ever, consider it?
You think about, like, old girls that you've been with in the past? Old girlfriends? Yeah. Exes? Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think that's a safe question for a married man to answer. I think the answer is no. It's obviously no. Absolutely not.
Very good answer, sir.
Every one of my needs is satisfied in my marriage.
No, it didn't mean that they weren't, you know, but you answered correctly, safe to say. All right, so, Sven, what's your book? Yeah. What's your book about, dude?
My book, Butch Gilligan, by the way, yeah, it was funded successfully. My first ever comic book. Of course, I come from an animation background, so making a comic book for me was like taking the weights off, and it just felt like, you know, it's amazing for me to just dabble into this, the new medium of comic, of course, of which EVS, I should, because when I say Ethan, you both might feel like—
Call me Ralph. So everybody else does.
Ralph. Yeah. Okay, Ralph and Ethan. Okay. Ethan, of course, veteran. How many, many, many comic books were successfully released.
Yeah.
This was my first one. And first—
Can I see it? Where is it?
It's called Butch Gilligan. Yeah, I think you follow the account Butch Gilligan on Twitter. I'd actually be interested to see. You should do a review of it, Butch Gilligan. It's making the rounds.
I will. Yeah, sure.
Would you do that?
Yeah, why not? Is it out? Like, there are copies of it out on the—
Yeah, there's digital. You can get a digital copy right now on Amazon. I asked Ralph to put a link of it up. I can even send you a free PDF if you want, EVS.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Sure.
I think it would be actually appropriate if you knew sort of— Can we send him a link right now? Can somebody send a link in the chat or something that he can click on, that he can see at least what my chops are? You know, because I'm not just some fucking retard sitting here with cute little glasses, like a little beatnik cute boy. It's called Butch Gilligan, B-U-T-C-H.
Oh, space. Sure. Yeah, I've seen this book.
Yeah, that one. Book. So it's
preview pages. Hold on, let's take a look. Butch Gilligan, Volume 1 on Kickstarter, a mind-altering comic book experience. Brace yourself for this fast-paced, action-packed, cyberpunk comedy adventure created by Sven. I like the art, man. You're definitely an animator. I like the pregnant, stupid-looking girl. She looks cool. Let me see these pages. I like the
first impressions.
First impressions is, holy shit, this guy is an animator, most definitely. Like, this should be a cartoon show. Now I'm looking at the pages. These codes ain't just numbers on the radio beam. They're cries for help. That's a great shot right there. He's holding the steering wheel. He looks pissed off. You got to see this, Ralph. You'd be impressed.
I want to see it. What the fuck?
I've asked Ralph to read this a million times. He refuses.
Why would you send me a review copy? I'm a media influencer. What the fuck? I'm down in Mexico.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I dropped the ball on that one. You're going to get a copy right after this.
Okay, bet.
Holy shit. He spilled his coffee all over himself. He said, Dios mio, you made me spill my coffee.
No, you should get a review copy. Come on. You get royalty checks out of the mail from DC Comics every month, man. Come on, don't give me that. I can't get a free review.
I want EVS to get to the point where he's sucking
the
fucking
thing. I want him to get the money too, but I'm just saying, I can't get a review copy? Come on.
Listen, dude, I'm going to get you a review copy of my book.
Where's my Cyberfrog review copy now that I think about it? Like, I mean...
You know what? Cyberfrog is pretty good, but Butch Gilligan, let's be honest, it's making the waves.
Yeah, so far there are 5 pages of two guys in a car. Hold on. That's about it.
That's the intro, bomb snappy. You just make clear what this guy's interactions are. Boom, it gets right into the action. You know?
Here's where I want to criticize you. Okay. He says, Dale's meal! And then you see he spilled coffee all over himself. And then he says, you made me spill my coffee. We can see that. He doesn't need to say that. He goes, say, look what you made me do. Yeah.
No, I disagree. You need to assume. You need to assume that the people reading this are retards. You need to spell out the visuals as an extra thing. Usually you need to repeat things 3 times. I do a visual and then they say it vocally. That's just taken into account.
Really,
you need to take the people by the hand a little bit. Obviously.
So it's like one panel, he's punching a guy, and the next panel saying, I punched you. And the guy goes, you punched me.
No. Now you're going a little bit too far. Now you're being a little bit...
Whoa.
I would love for you to do a full review of this comic. Honestly, though. It's like... On the kill stream,
do a review of this comic. I mean, I'm reviewing it now. I'm
that's basically what you're doing. Yeah.
All right, dude, I love it. I'm loving it.
By the way, this page where it shows like the curvature of the fucking freeway and it says ba-voom, and he's going, hey, and the other guy's going gurgle because he's got a fucking dildo in his mouth. And then the car, that is a well-designed page, man. That is hot stuff. Beautiful layout there.
That's all I'm asking for. That's an honest critique, by the way, by EVS. I'm going to put that on the next cover.
You fucking clowns are about to get clapped on. Knuckle up.
Damn, that's his catchphrase, by the way. Knuckle up, because he has a knuckle gloves with fucking brass knuckle.
You should pull up.
No. That's a little too deep.
Is that deep lore?
Pull up, black guy. Pull up.
Yeah.
Would you pull?
Not
up?
At the right, by the
no,
way.
Not at all.
Oh, but so yeah, this is the introduction chapter, first volume, and it's sort of going to be like Demolition Man, where he wakes up in this dystopian future.
Yeah.
As you know, in modern day cinema, usually dystopian futures are portrayed as this rigid, fascist, cleanliness type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And in this universe, we're going to see the different end of the pendulum. It's going to be like this future is like a 24/7 a degenerate Burning Man festival that this manly man, this beacon of masculinity, this escapist fantasy guy wakes up in, and he's going to be the only guy that has some traditional sense in his brain. You know what I'm saying, EVS?
Yeah, I think so. I think I understand. I like this image of him walking around in a hospital gown, you know, in the middle of nowhere. Like, that's good, too.
With his tush out?
I don't see his tush out. I just see, like, a full-page shot of him walking. Yeah. I think it's a hospital gown because he's got a band on his head.
It's true. I don't know where you're getting that from because that's the next chapter. I don't know.
It's on your Kickstarter. I'm looking at your Kickstarter.
Oh, that one. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You know what? You know what? You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help
you. Do you think Eric July is trying to corner the indie?
No, wait.
Ralph, I think he's trying to shut out Bruce Gilligan, honestly.
Before we get into that, because Eric July's ISOM was the first the first chapter of his book. Can we put these two together? Butch Gilligan and Eric Juneteenth.
Don't use that word again here, please. But
Eric Juneteenth?
You didn't call it the Rigiverse. You called it something else. And
I would never say that.
I don't want you to say that again.
I think that's extremely offensive, and I would never use such a word because that would hurt.
Do not. Okay.
You know what? I'll try.
Don't.
Okay. What does any of this have to do with the Jews? Can we get back to them, please?
I love to.
Yeah. You like the Islam? You like the Rigiverse? What do you think? Me? You read it? Yeah.
Not really familiar. I've seen some of the reviews. I've been enjoying. Here's the thing. I enjoy watching the big essays that are happening on the on YouTube. I like watching that type of stuff through that lens, through that medium, because people really dissect these type of new comics, and it hasn't been received well. You know, I'd be willing to buy a copy and actually do a review of myself if I would have to. But I think I kind of got the point. It's not really that great. I think
people say it's not that great. Well, you don't need to do that. Other people have done that for you. You know, other people right, paid that price.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I think I got the point. It's not really great storytelling. The art's not great. Yeah, I'm not that interested. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No. So.
So. I guess. Fuck Eric July. Any thoughts?
Fuck Eric July. He's black.
Well. Yeah, I mean he is. But what? What's he up to, EBS?
I don't know. I think here's what happened. This is what I think. You call me paranoid, Ralph, if you want to. I know you've wanted to do that for a while.
I haven't.
But I think what he's done is he's decided that since I turned on him, he thinks I turned on him. I feel like I'm a better friend to him than I've ever been.
Do you think it's because you're white? Or, well, do you think it's because he has a certain, like, grudge against you because of your heritage?
I didn't even think
What's
of
your heritage?
Dutch.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Like, I mean, I just wonder. But anyway, go ahead. Finish your thought. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I didn't even think of that. Do you think it's because I'm white?
I mean, I think it might be, dude. Like, he hates white people. He talks shit about white people. Imagine being white.
When? Where? When?
There's a clip where he's just like, imagine being worse off than white and fat and da-da-da-da. And, like, he fucking, like, has disdain for his white customers, dude. Like, it's clear as day. I can find the clip. I know Dick Masterson, who's watching right now.
Could I ask EVS a question?
I just want to say right now that I love my white customers. I just want to make that clear. Nice. Hey, to my white customers, you're appreciated. You're very appreciated. Yeah.
White customer power.
Perhaps, yeah. I think my white customers have all the power, and they should.
And can I ask you something? So yes. We've been noticing this trend online on YouTube where you can see, like, conservative boomers. They're so afraid to stand up for their own interests that they need, like, a black person to co-sign whatever movement they subscribe to. So, for instance, you see this trend where, like, black people, they figure this out themselves. Black people reacting to Nirvana, you know, or something like that.
Oh, I love those videos. It's great. Right. It makes me feel good about my own culture when, like, people right. way hipper than me and way cooler than me, they're like, oh, listen to this. Here's the drum solo in the Air Tonight by fucking Phil Collins. Holy shit, this is unbelievable. Then they, like, fucking high-five each other, whatever black people right. do. I feel right. validated by that. I'm just like, oh, finally. They've never heard, like, they're a completely different culture. They've never heard the Bee Gees Staying Alive before. And when they hear it, they're like, holy shit. And I hit nice. Like on those videos. I watch yeah. them all.
So
and
now
I get
you're
up.
Allowed to freely like that without.
They go, I'm so glad that you got to experience my culture. Oh. I like your
so
culture too.
So don't you think that Rippiverse is sort of like that? Where it's
never
like,
thunk of that before. That never occurred haven't? To me. Never occurred to me before. But isn't that interesting? I can feel validated by. I like when people of color, they're called. They share my
God, I love them.
That's fucking awesome. You know, because a lot of people think that they're all like a singular voting block, and they're not. Like, just like 98% of them are. And like the other 2%, they're with me, and I like them the best. They say things that I appreciate. Makes me feel good about myself.
So Latina Batty said Free Palestine. I just saw on her Instagram yesterday. So, yeah, man, I have to support that. Now, is there any... Oh, are you anti-Palestine? First off, you might be, Sven. I think you want
to... Me? Anti-Palestine?
Yeah, you want to bomb them all.
Well, I would say this. I'm an isolationist. I would hope that we could at some point, you know, the programs, one of the excuses for Jews digging tunnels under every major metropolis in the Western world is the programs, which is like this expulsion type of thing where they go after him and stuff like that. I know where I'm going with this. Okay. Imagine at some point, I would love for all of them to go back to their respective nations and we could have like a peaceful time. Let's say it like that. So in my sense is I would love no more Jewish Israeli expansionism. Let everybody have their own national. No, no, send him back out of here.
So well.
Yeah, go home. Go home. That's what I'm saying. Everybody go home. And then we can be cool.
But where's their home, though?
Who's home?
The Jews.
Jews? Yeah. Israel.
Well, what about the Palestinians?
Well, the Palestinians, they have Gaza. I'm saying no more expansion. That's it. Right now, this is it. Because the Jews' plans, I don't know if you've seen it. It's way bigger than they have right now.
No shit, because that's a long-term goal. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I got another plan. All the Jews, get out of Israel. You're going to go to Madagascar.
Madagascar's nicer anyway. Like, that was always a better plan.
It's pretty warm. Yeah. The soil is pretty soft. You can dig a lot of tunnels there.
That was always the fucking W. I mean, I don't know. Madagascar is pretty fucking nice. Anyway.
There's like a giraffe that speaks like Dave Schwimmer there and stuff.
No, you're thinking of the movie Madagascar.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's not in, that's not real.
But that's not real.
No. That was an animation.
I thought that was about Hitler's plan and stuff. Oh no.
It's clever. It's cleverly made, but it's a cartoon.
My mistake.
EVS man. thoughts on going forward with Comicsgate? I know that Yellow Flash deleted the community you guys used to communicate through, or one of them.
Yeah.
What's his problem? What's the sand in his vagina? And would you like to speculate?
Oh sure. Yeah, I think Yellow Flash is sidling up to Eric July, the Friday Night Tights guys like Nerdrotic and Geeks and Gamers, who all despise me because I called them cucks once. And so anyway, they don't like me very much. But Yellow Flash did like me for a long time and had me on his show despite them. And then he decided suddenly that he wasn't going to be my friend anymore or like me because he has a comic book coming out of his own. So all of these guys are hiring artists to draw comic books that maybe they wrote, maybe they didn't write, and using their audiences to...
Anyway, sorry. Oh my god.
But go ahead. Wait, so Eric July doesn't even write or draw?
No, no, that's an allegation. Go ahead, EVS. Go ahead.
No, it is true. He doesn't write.
Well, I know he doesn't draw. I don't know if he writes. I mean, I know he doesn't draw. But like, does he not write either?
I have no way of knowing that. He says that he does. He says that he doesn't.
You know what I would like Eric July to draw? Blood from his wrist.
Please, God, don't. Okay.
That is way out of line. Obviously, you know, I disagree. Disavow is what we say around here.
You know what?
So I think that's what's going on. Yellow Flash wants to hang out with those guys.
I didn't even hear all that. So I'm not even sure. Was it that sick though, EVS? Sven's kind of a sick guy. That's why he draws.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're a sick guy, dude. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, I'm hungover, just like you are, but you know, that's about as sick as I get.
Fuck that. So what? I had one bad night.
Nothing. Listen, we fall out. We both have fallen off plenty of times. I'm bruised all up, but just saying, you know, that wagon.
You know, come on.
I'm a sick fuck, is what you're saying.
I'm saying, come on.
You're saying I'm a sick fuck.
I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed
of. You know what? Sure, yes.
You are.
No, I'm not. Sure.
I am too. I mean, let's be real.
Listen, I would love for EVS to actually review my comic and take, you know, what, when you look at my art style, I'm not just some fucking wacky cash grab fucking guy like a, like Eric July, right?
No, you could never make the money Eric July made with your work. No, I'm not kidding.
Wait, what was that?
I'm just kidding. It was a joke. All right, listen, that was out of line. What I'm saying is this.
You're a proponent of true art. You're a proponent of true artistry.
What's going on,
I was just kidding. I was just kidding. All I'm saying is this. Actually, the artwork looks really, really good. It's very animated. It's a beautiful cartooning style. A lot of great brushwork. And yeah, this is all pro all the way. Great storytelling. From what I can see, I see 8 pages. That's a lot. So it's a pretty good way to enough to judge.
You know what? That's enough of an endorsement for me. I think that's a pretty good one, right?
You should have made way more money.
You would have been honest if you thought it was shit, right? If you thought it was complete garbage.
Would you tell them? You would say it's garbage live here on the Killstream if you thought it was garbage.
Jeez, I don't know. I mean, it isn't, fortunately. Like, it's
good. No, I mean, don't lie. I mean, don't say it just for the moment.
You see, Ralph is trying to create some sort of a drama between
us. I mean,
us
but
right
if you
now
really thought it was garbage and you held Killigan to your integrity, you would admit it was garbage if you thought that.
I'd be nicer than that. I would, especially if the artists were here. Like, I would be much nicer than that. I'd say, you got
I mean, he's here.
I'd say, not bad. Yeah. But no, he is here and his work's good. So it's not a problem. I'm just saying, like, if he were terrible, if he were a hack, I would probably look at his stuff and go, you got a ways to go. But it looks like, I'd like to say, looks like you're having fun. So that's good. That's like
that's something you would say to a retard doing like something like a paint, like finger paint stuff. Let's be honest, it's the voice of a generation. You know, it's like the new wave, basically, is what you're trying to say.
Is that what you meant?
Wait, hold on. Let me take a look at it again.
Yeah, maybe take another look.
Let's take a look at it again and then try that again. Butch Killigan, by the way. We're talking about Butch Killigan, available on Amazon too if you missed the campaign.
I think the characters would go well together.
Would I say this is the voice of a generation? I mean, what generation? I'm not sure. It's not
the boomer generation.
Hold on.
It's the generation who notices the tunnels and doesn't believe that it's an expansion of real estate. That generation.
Oh, I'm okay. Yeah, I like it. I like the villain with the coffin. The guy's cool.
Good. Yep. Thank you. Mm. Anything else?
Well, you know, I'd say talents like yours come along.
Once a generation.
Too rarely. Not often enough. And those of us who recognize the brilliance of a book like Butch Killigan by a fellow like Sven often do so much too late when. The creator is already dead, already buried. It's really sad when a book doesn't realize its full potential, doesn't make the money that it deserves until it's a posthumous situation. And I think that's what's going to happen here.
Is he even going to fucking die?
Yeah, I think you're going to die before people realize how brilliant you were. It's nice to meet you now. Yeah, maybe like Van Gogh. It's nice to hang out with you here, you know, looking at your work and going, wow, yeah, someday people are going to regard this.
Wow, that shit was valued, but he's dead now.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, we should have appreciated you more. So I do think that... You know, hindsight being 2020, perhaps we should get a little bit more compliments in. So, you know, like Van Gogh would have appreciated some more compliments when he was alive. Since I'm still here, maybe you should give me a little bit more compliments, basically, going with your theory.
You think?
I'm going to say just, that I.
What do you?
I can't.
You can't wait.
Well,
you can't wait.
Yeah, I can't. I can't wait. No. I can't wait until this is a posthumous success. I think that's what I would say. I'm really
is that a death threat? Is that a death threat?
Posthumous. Just means appreciated and
appreciate.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
Appreciate.
We're trying to wish you death,
guys. When we're getting that crossover,
I just want you to fully be appreciated. I'm worried that you never will be in life. That's all.
I said. You know what? I think you could make that a reality and make it a gesture by retweeting. Butch Gilligan and stuff like that. And then I'll die with him.
Yeah, I totally would. I'm proud of this guy. This works great. And he's fun.
We're both Dutch. Mm-hmm. We need to have some of that pride going on. You know, the artist.
Right, some Dutch pride. Yeah.
Ralph tries to get some drama going, but I think me and EBS.
I didn't try to get drama going. What do you mean?
Talent recognizes talent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Game recognizes game.
Yeah.
Game recognizes the game. You know what I'm saying?
Peep game. You got to peep game. All right, hold on a second. Quote tweet. Butch Gilligan.
Mm-hmm. My Amazon link.
You said you both would send me review copies, by the way.
Oh, I'll send you one after this.
I'm in Mexico, nigga.
Butch Gilligan, this is the book of our time. It's the book of your grandchildren's time.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's deep.
Back it.
That's deep.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I think that says what I wanted to say. So I just tweeted that out. Hopefully people will back it for you. It's still fun.
You know what? No, it's not. It's already backed fully. But,
he thought he was doing you a charity. Is that what you're saying? Did you take that as an insult?
No, I wasn't trying to do you a charity. I was trying to get more people to read your book.
You know what? EVS, let's say this. Can you make me a promise? When I release volume 2,
yeah,
you will retweet that for me?
Of course I will.
How about this?
He does do that, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
I know. He's been really good about that. How about this? You make a free variant cover for me.
So that was one of the things.
Tell that story. There
I saw that. He asked 4K or something.
And a percentage of the books.
That's really gay and pathetic. What a f word.
Yeah, that was weird, man. I actually get paid more than that.
Of course you do. What the fuck? Like, you're John Green Lantern and fucking
he's like $4,000. What the fuck? $4,000. Yellow Flash was crying. Here's what you don't understand. The cover that I did for Eric July, for Iceman number 2 was his best selling cover. In other words, it made $50,000 more than the next selling cover that he did. $50,000 more.
Did you get a percentage of the sale?
That I can't say because he made us.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
So I can't actually say, but what I can say is if it were Yellow Flash's situation, like I told Yellow Flash, I said, yeah, $4,000 and then like an extra $1,000 every.
Yellow Flash is, by the way, go ahead.
Yeah, and then for him to reveal that, and he's just like, well, that's way too much. I thought I'd get friend prices. What does that tell you, you fuck? Now look, $4,000 plus $1,000 for every $10,000.
That's a friendly discount right there. Go ahead.
Considering that it's like my last cover that I did for one of these YouTuber merch campaigns, Ice on 2, $50,000 more than other covers that were not done by me. Peel me off $4,000. What is wrong with people, Ethan Ralph?
Dude, I don't know, man. They want it for the cheap, and you're already giving them a discount in the first place. That's like, what in the fuck? Like, you're one of the legendary artists around, basically, doing them a favor. Like, I mean, I'm just being real.
I'm just trying to help.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All.
And it's like, okay, but you got to get paid. Like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, don't work for free. Like,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah, yeah,
so what exactly? Because I've been hearing, the other one. So I've been hearing about there's a complete implosion, dumpster fire happening. So this guy deleted your back end. Like all the indie artists have like this community going on. Yeah. No. Listen, I will say this. I will make a variant cover for your next comic or for like a Rainbow de Brute, that guy. I'll make a variant cover.
Will you make a variant cover for Black Riding Hood?
You know what?
Yes. That might be Black Riding Hood. I'm not sure if that's appropriate, but I want that book. Man, see, y'all never hook me up, man. What the fuck? Like, I never.
You need Black Riding Hood.
I know, because you can't buy it. I was actually going to buy it. Anyway.
Yeah. You know what? That's pretty dope.
Yeah, this
I will do that.
Look at this. Give me that ass. That's a werewolf in the black.
Just because I was like, ass. Everybody wants to read this. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You can't get it. I'm going to go see if I can find it. And you can't find it.
This has the N-word on every page.
Okay, well, I need that book.
That's not true.
It is true.
I would buy that book if that was
true.
It is true.
That's the whole thing about this book. Black Riding Hood, the mailing cut, Comic Skate Arena.
Oh, man.
New label.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah, dude. But as I was asking, so this guy deleted the whole community or some shit? That's what's happening right now?
Yeah, like there's a community on Twitter called the Comic Skate Community. And everybody was on it. Like, people ask, like, all the time, like, you might ask, like, how do I be Comicsgate? And I'd say, well, you know, just, put hashtag Comicsgate. Basically, people will find you. And then they'll show you where the little community is. You go in there, you circulate with other creators, whatever it is. You say, hey, could you retweet my campaign? And that's how Comicsgate works. That's why it does work, is because everybody promotes each other. We all know who everyone is. And that was in this community room, which Yellow Flash started 5 years ago. And he just deleted it yesterday. So everything that was on there, everybody's contacts, all their links, all their connections, all deleted because this guy threw a temper tantrum. It's stupid. And he shouldn't have done
what
it.
Tag.
Had nothing to do with me. Like, I'm not in there, but I think he did it just to kind of swipe at me or Comicsgate or something. And then he wrote on his Twitter bio, he says, "Hail the Iron Age." Well, the Iron Age is for people who are who want to be creatives but hate Comicsgate and are kind of disposed the same way. They don't want to be Comicsgate because that's not cool. So they've invented something. They're calling themselves The movement is called the Iron Age. And it involves everybody. It's, you can be any kind of creative person as you want, not just comics, but like, you know, maybe you're an amateur filmmaker. Maybe you're a novelist. You're part of the Iron Age. These people were forged by the fire. These people on YouTube complaining about Disney have been forged by fire, Sven. They're Those iron cool. now. They're fucking iron people.
They're fucking cool, dude. It's a so badass. Fucking
awesome, man.
Iron Age. God, that's so cool. That's way cooler than Comics Gate.
I know. Way Iron Age,
forged in the fire and stuff.
Forged that's in badass. The fire.
Yeah, yeah, so, I can see what that's appealing. So that's what Yellow Flash is, part of Iron Age.
I think so. I think that's what he is. He's got a comic book coming out. He's going to be asking for some help.
What's his comic book? What is his comic book?
It's he posted a picture of it. You can see it on my Twitter.
Can he pull it up? Can he pull it up? Let me. Can you send me a link? I want to see it right now. It's transphobic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't show it because
it's too hardcore.
Yeah, it's transgendered.
It shows a dick being turned inside
out. Is it like shitty traced 3D models so like just, Eric Juneteenth?
So we can't actually show that, unfortunately.
Is it shitty traced 3D nonsense?
Bad, I don't know.
It's bad.
EVS, do you think it's rare in this sphere, in this indie comic sphere, to have true artistry, like where people are writing and creating and like actually drawing stuff? Or is it like gas rap shit, mostly?
I don't know. Like I it's open to anybody who wants to make a comic book of any kind. But the people that I hang out with are all kind of former DC Marvel industry pros who were blacklisted or aged out. You know what I mean? Like guys who can still make comic books and know what they're doing, but can't get work at Marvel or DC anymore. So
is it all gay?
Because they're gay? No, gay.
Because Marvel and DC.
Yeah, I was gonna say if they were gay, they'd get plenty of work over there. But basically for reasons like that. So those guys can make comic books. They know what they're doing. There are a few people over there in that space that clearly don't know what they're doing. They have no idea.
Wasn't the guy like Eric July? He was part of Comicsgate before.
No. He wanted to defy and be something like kind of overthrow Comicsgate. I think was his plan. He said, I'm not here to take part. I'm here to take over. He said.
Oh yeah, so really cool stuff. But he's more like a token type of guy that like these type of guys to try to kind of film. You know, he's like a token.
Maybe industry token. Maybe he is. Yeah, for some people, probably. You know,
that's what I think. Yeah. No. Ralph, any more questions about comics?
What's your favorite comic?
It's an ice bomb.
Der Giftpilz. Look it up. Poisonous Mushroom. It's a comic from 1943.
Seriously, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Send the link. I want to see it.
There's no link for that. It's in a museum. It's that book's in a museum somewhere. It's about a poisonous mushroom with a hook nose.
Hmm. Yeah. What about you, driver? Your favorite comic books?
My favorite comic book is it's definitely
I'll go get my favorite comic book. I'll go get my favorite comic book. 1 second. I'll go get it.
Black Riding Hood, best comic book that we've released in a long time. It's really good. Let me read you a little bit of this. Here's the illustration. You can see this little black kid and then a big black guy. Hold up, little N-word.
Whoa.
You Jesse's kid, right? Yeah, I'm Darius. That's right, Darius. They call me Gumby. Me and your dads go way back.
My wife put it somewhere. I can't find it.
Hold on. I'm doing a reading of this panel from this comic book. Nice to meet you. Yo, why you here? I got to move some boxes off a truck out back. Come give me a hand real quick. Give you $5.
$5.
Sorry, I got to get this soup to granddad. He's sick. Jesse Sr., that N-word's still alive? He's still living in that house on Porter? Yeah, sorry, I gotta go. I'm already late. Supposed to be home by dark. Bad news. You're gonna be about 10 minutes later. New construction got Porter Street Bridge all jacked up. You taking a Michigan Avenue detour. Okay, thanks. Cool, we starving, bruh. Get those N-words together on Porter. I'm gonna text you an address. We wilding tonight. So that's
You know what? You know what?
Yes.
First of all, I love that reading of
Thank you
of
so much.
Comic, but I have an idea live. For you. And it just came to me. This just came to me. Okay, listen, hear me out. You know, I have birthday cards with a little cheap Chinese chip in it that sings a little song. Oh. What if you release that comic with your reading of the text and every page it actually reads out in a little chip? It's just you reading the page, and then the next page it reads audibly. You know what I'm saying? It's like a gift card.
Do you know what he's saying, Ralph?
I mean,
they understand. Listen. Okay, listen. I'll try to explain it.
Kind of, but no.
I'll explain it again.
It's you have it like he's on LSD.
No, listen.
But go ahead.
No, listen. You have a holiday gift card. You open it and it says, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Now imagine a comic book. Every page you open, it actually reads the page for you audibly. They have those. You guys don't understand this?
Yeah, it's like greeting cards. They can put that in a comic book. Haven't they already done that?
Yeah, imagine that.
Haven't fucking done that before? Like,
that's just what I just came up with.
They've done that for sure, right? Like, I mean, that seems like easy. Like,
where it reads the page?
Yeah.
I don't think it's happened. I think we just came up with that.
Well, I mean, you I did. You I don't want to. I mean, I was here. I did kind of contribute. I mean, worth at least.
It's really, it seems like a very expensive way to, you know, make it so the kids don't have to learn to read.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Like, just go watch a movie.
Yeah, let these kids learn to read.
Kids are reading comic books? Since when are kids?
They're reading Little Black Riding Hood. They love it.
All right.
They love it. We're writing it for the children. Everything we're doing, we're trying to raise a new generation, Ralph. These kids are bathed in degeneracy. All they see all day long are homosexuals, transgenders, and women, the worst people in the world. And we got to fix it.
Disgusting.
Vile. We got to fix it. We got to show these kids, you know, how things are. That's what we're doing. We're making comics for them. We're making comics for the kids these days.
But if you want to do that, you need to Comics Gate needs to gatekeep.
We're trying to gatekeep. Cyberfrog 2, Wreck Planet, of course. This is for the kids. This is how to raise kids. You know, look, it's all about you can raise pigs, I guess. What else can you do in here? There are women in here. I probably shouldn't. Help my argument. Yeah. But yeah, that's what Comics Gate is. The next generation is being perverted right now while you speak. Right now, you have fucking Epstein Island pedophiles making comic books for Marvel and DC, and they're sending them to your children, and they're reading them, and they're thinking that, like, Spider-Man is black. They're thinking that Superman is gay, and so is Robin. They're thinking all these terrible things that just are not true. I mean, they couldn't possibly be true. We got to push back against this ruthless agenda.
True, but why is Spider-Man white? Spiders are traditionally, like, darker colored creatures. let's just be real here, right?
I mean,
that was
kind of
cultural appropriation because they were traditionally black and brown. And just some white dude just happened to get bit by radioactive waste, and now all of a sudden he's Spider-Man. If you want to know the truth, I'm starting to come around. Like, we kind of stole their shit, if you want to know the truth about it. Because, like, what else? What other black insect would you want to be, or black bug, whatever the fuck? Like, the beetle, or like, I mean, nothing. What the hell?
The beetle's
scorpion.
White too.
Okay, scorpion.
Leech man.
Oh, yeah, leech man. That sounds great.
Yeah, he parasitically abuses your society and hollows it out from the inside.
I don't know. I have any clue.
He has a big nose.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand that, but
it all comes back to the same.
Who would say something like that?
You.
I guess. No, I was going to ask, EVS, don't you think it's actually a good thing? Like, do you subscribe to, like, the pedal to the metal accelerationism? Don't you think it's actually a good thing to have black James Bond woman, Rose Tico, being the main character of the new Star Wars franchise? I think that's a good thing. Let them do that. We shouldn't be battling against that. Let them do it. Make everything fucking... I want it to be even more gay. Make everything gay. And then... make it more gay.
Even more gay.
More gay. More Jewish. Yeah. I want the X-Men to all be complete gay F-words.
What do you think of that, Ralph?
I don't want a faggot X-Men, I have to say.
we can't say that.
But I don't really care. Yeah, we can't say that. But I don't... I also don't lose my mind. Like, I remember, you know, there used to be a black Cinderella or a black, you know, whatever, Little Mermaid. And it's like, oh my God,
Annie,
it's in the culture.
Black Annie.
And now I'm thinking, like, I don't even care, dude. Like, what the fuck? It's hard to get me upset unless you're recreating one of, like, the classic roles of Hollywood. I don't consider the Little Mermaid to be one of the classic roles of Hollywood.
Do you care about James Bond? James Bond?
The only pass I give is Idris Elba because he would be a good James Bond.
But suck. I want black female lesbian.
But the
James
part
Bond,
of the fantasy is white men wanting to fuck hot white women.
I know,
so
but that's
like,
all.
But this is hot
black,
white
yeah,
lesbians
yeah, yeah,
wanting
saying.
To fuck
yeah,
hot
yeah.
white women.
That's so it
too.
Fucks it up, though. Yeah, it's true. If she has big titties, and she
galore.
Shows them a lot. Yeah, and it's almost
Listen,
like NC-17. But part
every,
of it is white men wanting to fuck hot white women. So when Idris,
that's what it is.
And when,
that's,
and
what,
that's exactly
that's
what it is. And when Idris is there, it's like, okay, well, you know, suspension of disbelief, terminated. Yeah. No,
but action movie stars, they were like Lara Croft. But the whole point of that was they would have a jiggly ass. Okay, admittedly, back then it was polygons. The whole point of that was shooting, but you could still look at an ass. That was the whole point of it. It was never meant to be a female empowerment thing because women don't envision themselves backflipping a motorcycle, shooting two Uzis, killing 15 Russians. They don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? So we've pushed way beyond. Female shooting guns was part of the male power fantasy. You know what I'm saying? It's just inversion. Again, it's another inversion.
Okay.
Yeah. You just now noticing this?
No, I mean, I just now made the observation.
I'm wearing a retarded beret and stupid tiny glasses, like a fucking mongoloid. Yes.
I mean, could you possibly look more European if you tried? Like, the beret. So I thought the beret was French, though.
And the turtleneck, too.
Yeah,
the
turtleneck was a nice
Yes,
thing,
this
yeah,
started
yeah.
off yeah. as an ironic, stupid thing, and it became my look, you know?
He's an artist.
Well, yeah,
why
well, I mean,
balls?
That's true. You should wear a beret.
I'm not an artist. I'm an artiste with four E's.
Chuck should kill himself. Yeah. Just gifted one subscription on Kick.
Get it right.
Artiste. What are you working on?
Anything
else? EBS?
I'm working on Rainbow the Brute. Which is my new project, Rainbow the Brute. Last Barbarian in Fairyland, last real man in Fairyland, and he's like basically it's all the girls' toy properties from the 1980s, but like for boys, for men. So Rainbow the Brute is like a kick-ass barbarian, but he only gets superpowers when the sun is in the sky after it's just rained and the sunlight is refracting against the particles of water in the sky, creating a beautiful rainbow, and making him superpowered. Rainbow the Brute,
well,
fighting the Care Bears.
I'm glad that you guys got along so well. And Sven Stoffels, what do you got to say for yourself?
Um,
apologize to the Jews
are digging tunnels under New York City.
That's not an apology.
They're pulling out mattresses covered in blood.
Wait.
This guy's doubling down on his Jew hatred.
Listen, I'm just stating the facts. You make up your own mind. There's mattresses covered in blood.
We haven't covered that yet. What I'm saying is, we had a meeting of artists here. That was the idea. Just two different types.
Yes, and I'm look at me. Has there ever been a more artistically artiste appeared on this thing? You asked me what is my sign off. Yes, I want to talk. I just want to mention this. Jews, we're digging tunnels under the biggest metropolis.
There's no evidence of that. There's no evidence that the Jews are digging tunnels
Excuse me? Is there evidence of that? I've seen video footage of them scouring around,
Well, I would like to see it because it sounds.
Well, you know what? I'm sure people will be tweeting that at you guys. EVS hasn't seen the videos. Maybe you guys should make him aware of that. There's been some tunnels being unearthed.
Holy fuck. I have not gotten into that. But yeah, I guess I'll look into that. I did hear something about tunnels, but I don't know the veracity.
Yeah, except for some weird thing with tunnels and some mattresses with blood stains and stuff. I don't know about anything more than that. You know, some blood libel stuff. Hmm. You know, weird stuff, you know.
That's peculiar. Weird. That makes me ask a few questions in my own mind.
Does that make you notice? All right.
Kind of weird. All right. Yeah. But yeah, Butch Gilligan. Go check out Butch Gilligan. Just type it in on Amazon if you missed the campaign. And Butch Gilligan 2 coming very soon. And EVS, going to do a review of it. And EVS, I'm going to be on your stream too, right? Is what you said?
Well, I mean, yes. Sure. Yeah, sounds like fun.
Hell yeah, dude. You know what? You know what? I'll see if I have some time in my schedule.
Yeah, if you can make it. Like, if there's any way.
Yeah, I'll see. You know what? Let's check it out.
This guy's big time in me now.
He can make it work.
I'll check it out. Maybe I have some time.
All right. EVS, tell them where they can find you, sir.
You can find me at Ethan Van Sciver on Twitter or X and Comic Artist Pro Secrets on YouTube. Please do subscribe.
Thank you both for a very fun conversation.
Peace out. See you next time, guys. Love you guys.